The dystopian Great Reset is not something that is going to happen years in the future. It's something we need to worry about now because it's happening now. And if we don't stop it now, America and the rest of the world will be living in a dystopian, transhumanist future. Let's take a look. This is Beyond the Cover with your host, Gary Benoit, and today we have with us senior editor of the New American Magazine, Alex Newman. Alex, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Gary.
Well, thanks, Alex. Now, Alex, you just wrote and we just published a cover story article for the November 14 issue of the New American Magazine entitled Great Reset Happening Now. And I think really the key part of that title is happening now, because we're not talking about something that might happen someday if we don't do something about it. We're talking about something that is already unfolding. So how serious is it, Alex? What is happening today? How far along is the Great Reset?
Well, thank you, Gary. Now, the Great Reset is something that's going to take a long time to be completed. If you listen to Klaus Schwab, the head of the United Nations, mm-hmm. the head of the IMF, now King Charles, then Prince Charles, when they unveiled this to the world, they were very clear about the fact that this is going to involve radical changes to every aspect of our lives, to every aspect of government, business, family, even the social contract, even our mindsets, said Klaus Schwab. So this is a long-term project. But what we saw during the 2 years of the COVID pandemic was a very rapid acceleration of the implementation of some of these ideas. And those things are still happening now, even though the COVID pandemic, at least the most intense tyrannical part of it, seems to be in the rearview mirror. The infrastructure was all laid down. It's there waiting. And many of these changes are still happening. So, you know, it would take a whole book to, or maybe a whole encyclopedia to go through all the different elements. But what we did in this article was just focus on a few of the key areas. ESG, the environmental, social, and governance investing is a really critical part of the transformation of business. They're trying to get businesses away from focusing on the traditional metrics like profit for shareholders, satisfying customers, and to think more in terms of doing what the government wants, what the woke forces want. We also talked about the digital IDs, which, of course, are a critical part of this, right? A critical part of, as Klaus Schwab says, fusing our digital and our physical and our biological identities. And then also the war on cash and the move towards central bank digital currencies. So those are some of the areas that we focused on, but because I think they're some of the key areas and they're areas that are progressing rapidly. But again, this is such a huge, huge movement, but we do see it being implemented right now. The threat is not at some undetermined point in the future. It is now.
Well, and of course, there's not just the United States, there's the rest of the world, because the Great Reset is intended to be imposed globally. And let's look at China as an example, because China is a regime that is cited by the architects of this Great Reset. They look at China as basically a model. And in China, the controls go way beyond what we have here. And, you know, for example, in China, people have to be checked for COVID either every day or every other day, depending what part of China they live in. And if they come in contact even with somebody who has COVID, their status changes on their cell phones. Of course, they can't travel without a cell phone. And if their status is changed, they cannot even leave the city in which they reside. Do you see those kinds of controls coming to the United States if we don't turn things around?
There's no question about it. You know, I think the first major article we did explaining that China was the model was actually back almost a decade ago. I think it was in mm-hmm. 2014 that ran. And I remember you and I having this discussion, you know, is China really going to be the model? Are they really the star player in the New World Order? And now we've had confirmation from multiple leading Great Reset architects and globalist financiers, people like Klaus Schwab, people like George Soros, who yes. have repeatedly cited Communist China as the model. In fact, before he soured on them, George Soros actually said Communist China should own the New World Order. Those were his exact words in an interview with the Financial Times. So there's no question that we're moving toward a convergence The Communist Chinese Party now is more of a fascist, technocratic, kind of a national socialist party than a genuine communist party. And that really is the model that they want to use around the world, the Chinese model, right? They call it Communist Party, but it really is the same thing that they had in Nazi Germany. You can still own a business, you can still nominally at least own a piece of land, but you have to do exactly what the government says with that. You have to produce what the government says when the government says. If you defy the government, you go to jail, you lose your property. So it's a very autocratic system. And when you look at the dystopian technocracy that has emerged in China with the social credit scores, right, which are right
Right.
now being implemented in America through the back door, through the social media companies, through the ESG, all of that is coming to the Western world very rapidly. And one of the things that was so interesting about the COVID pandemic is that they had planned long in advance to look at communist China as the model for dealing with a pandemic. The Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 put out this very bizarre report with different scenarios, including lockstep, where they said communist China locked down, they forced people to wear face masks, they shut down businesses, and they said communist China was the model, and that this totalitarian approach to dealing with a crisis saved lives, and this clunky Western idea that we have rights and individual liberties resulted in all sorts of problems. So it's very clear that they're moving us toward the China model. And if you read the article that we did, the cover story on the Great Reset, the implementation of the Great Reset, it will be very clear that we are following in Communist China's footsteps when it comes to implementing this sort of total digital surveillance, tracking, and control program.
Which is really shocking when you consider the fact that communist China is still a totalitarian communist regime. It's a regime that has killed 60 million of their own citizens. And how much worse could a totalitarian regime be when they have all the technology that we have today and they use that technology to suppress their own people?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're fixing to find out if people don't get involved, right? Because
Right.
and it will be even worse than it was in communist China combined with technology, because at this point they plan to cover every square inch of this planet with this technocratic totalitarian system. So whereas the communist Chinese system was isolated within the borders of communist China, the Soviet system was isolated within the borders of the Soviet Union. This would be a total planetary system where there would be nowhere to flee. I mean, it's not like you can just illegally cross the border and get to a free country, or jump over the Berlin Wall and suddenly you're in a free system. That was a powerful check on the impulses of these totalitarians, because they knew if they pushed too hard, people would leave, capital would leave, businesses would leave, etc. Once you have the system on at a global level, the prospects for tyranny just become unimaginably more draconian. Without trying to sound alarmist or scare people into action, we absolutely have to get involved here, because this Great Reset, they fully intend to destroy everything that is good, everything that makes civilization possible, everything that makes life worth living. It's basically a total inversion of the moral code that God outlines. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, right? Don't cheat, don't lie, don't steal, don't enslave, don't rape. It's flipping all of that on its head and saying, the individual doesn't matter. Morality is whatever the ruling class says it is, and you will comply or you will be destroyed. And with the technological tools at their disposal, they'll be able to enforce that like no regime has ever been able to do before.
Right. And of course, we cannot emphasize God enough, because that really is the context that we should be looking at everything, because the rights we have, well, first of all, our very existence is God-given. God created us. God gave us certain rights. And really, when you look at freedom, freedom is not license. Freedom is the ability to follow God's laws and do His will. I mean, that is really the proper definition of freedom. But these architects behind a new world order, and of course that's simply a new label for evil that has been carried out in the past. In the past, has been called things such as the New World Order, but it's really the same thing. These people really have declared war against both God and man, And, you know, we think of these people as being atheists, and, you know, maybe many of them are, but you know, I can't help thinking, Alex, that many of them believe in God's existence. They believe there is a God, but they have chosen the other side. They have basically engaged in the great lie, or the big lie, that we've seen throughout history, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where they want to be gods themselves. They don't want to obey God, but they want to become their own gods. Do you see that as part of the Great Reset today?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, Gary. And we touched a little bit on that in the article, the cover story, and also we go into much more depth for the bookazine on that I hope people will get a copy of, because we go into a much deeper dive into the Great Reset. But that is clearly one of the elements here. And they say so, right? This isn't just speculation.
Right.
This isn't just us making accusations or theorizing. I've got videos of leading Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, transhumanist activists, and in fact, leading voices in this realm, openly saying that we are going to evolve ourselves into gods. We're going to upgrade ourselves technologically, stick microchips in our brains, genetically engineer ourselves to become gods. That's the premise of Yuval Noah Harari's book, Homo Deus, that we are becoming gods. Homo sapiens will cease to exist and will give way to this new creature, which, you know, he claims is going to be more distinct than humans are from monkeys. And they call it man god, right? But it is the oldest lie in the book. This idea that if we just defy God, if we just do what we want to do and disobey God, that we can be our own little gods, we can decide for ourselves what's right and wrong. You know, this is a thread that runs all through history. It's actually the same religion that is taught to children in public schools all across America. If you go to John Dewey, you know, him and his little buddies there thought they were being all innovative by coming up with a new religion. Right. They called it the religious humanism. And that's exactly what it is that we are our own little gods. We don't have to listen to, you know, the old fashioned Ten Commandments, things like that. We are just we're smarter and wiser than that. So it's very, very dangerous what you see throughout history when people start worshiping themselves or created things. It always leads to disaster. And, you know, there's another element here, too, and it goes right back to Genesis chapter 3, this whole we're going to live forever thing.
Yes.
Right? Not through God, not through Christ, but on our own, by our own power, by upgrading ourselves, we're going to live forever. That's a major theme running through all the transhumanist literature. Ray Kurzweil at Google, and I talk about this in the bookazine, Ray Kurzweil, like the chief of engineering at Google, Yuval Noah Harari, even the TV shows now promoting transhumanism, over and over and over again, they repeat this lie that we're going to live forever by uploading our brains onto a computer system. And it's because these people have rejected truth, they have rejected God, they've been handed over to a debased, reprobate mind, and they think that they're going to live forever by merging with computers. It's preposterous, it's ridiculous, but that's what they believe. And they either want to eliminate us or bring us on board with them. So we've got a fundamental disagreement here that is not going to be easy to resolve.
Well, that is absolutely for sure. And Alex, I'm glad you mentioned the bookazine that we did, which is really a hybrid. I have a copy of it here, but this is really a hybrid between a magazine and a book. It's bound like a book, but it has the format of a magazine, and it's just loaded with graphics. And of course, in your cover story, here's your cover story that you did in the regular issue of the magazine, the November 14 issue, the article we've been talking about, Great Reset Happening Now. You recommend this this bookazine, which has a lot of additional information. And of course, this bookazine not only exposes the Great Reset and provides sufficient evidence to show that there is no doubt whatsoever that this is happening, it is absolutely uncontested, but it also provides a solution. It also shows how we can stop the Great Reset and restore the greatness of America once again. So, Alex, in this Great Reset, you, of course, have a couple articles there, including, well, the two articles having to do with the transhumanist agenda. But would you like to say a little bit more about the Great Reset bookazine that we did and how readers can get this?
Yeah, well, thank you, Gary. I do encourage everybody to get more than one copy, right? This is a very useful tool. You may not be able to hand a book to your relatives or to your neighbors and say, here, read this and get up to speed on the Great Reset. But a bookazine is a much easier tool. You know, that's something that you can very easily hand to your pastor or your priest, your city councilman, your congressman, and say, look, you know, you don't need to read a whole book. Here's all the basics that you need to know about the Great Reset. So I do encourage people to get a copy of that. I think we have a promo going on with free shipping if you use the promo code NEUMANSHIP. So you can get that shipped to you for free. And I do hope people will get some copies. Maybe start with one, and once you realize what a valuable resource this will be, you know, go back and order 10 or 20 or 30 and get them out to people in your community and your sphere of influence, because we really do need all hands on deck to battle this. Our liberty's on the line. Our country's on the line. Our very humanity is on the line. We cannot allow these totalitarians to win. And the first step to stopping this is educating the public, building awareness, and showing people how dangerous these ideas are.
And can that be overemphasized, Alex, that this really can be stopped? Because I know a lot of good people, when they find out about this diabolical conspiracy for the first time, and it really is diabolical, it really is satanic. And when they find out about this for the first time, they may feel overwhelmed. They may feel, oh my goodness, I'm just one person. How on earth can I stop this? And this Great Reset bookazine provides hope, because it does point out that truth, for example, points out that truth, which is the weapon that we employ in the fight for freedom, that truth is a far more powerful weapon than the inferior substitute of falsehood that the enemies of freedom have to rely upon, because humankind does have a yearning for freedom that I believe is God-given. I think you believe that too, Alex.
Absolutely.
That this yearning for freedom comes from God, but we possess that. And so they have to lie. They have to engage in deception. And we can use the weapon of truth. And that's just one of the reasons. But we encourage everybody, as you're finding out about this, not to feel that it's hopeless, because just the opposite is the case. And to employ the information, to wake the town and tell the people and get them involved, and this Great Reset can be stopped.
Absolutely, Gary. Not only can it be stopped, it must be stopped. I mean, it's not an option to fail here, right?
Right.
I mean, we have kids, we're going to have grandkids, you have, you know, grandkids. It's simply the idea that our children and our grandchildren are going to grow up to be digital slaves in some sort of global technocratic, fascistic, communistic plantation is completely unacceptable. It's not going to happen. We cannot allow that to happen. And we need to do everything in our power. Of course, results will be up to God, but we have clear instructions for what we are to do, and we must oppose this and other evil with every fiber of our being.
Right. Of course, it has been said that we should work as if everything depends on us, but pray as if everything depends upon God. And of course, that's what God wants us to do, because God gave us a mind, and God gave us certain abilities. God gave us the wherewithal so that we can do the things that we should be doing. And we should do everything in terms of supporting our belief in God and doing what we believe God would want us to do.
Absolutely.
And something that can be easily overlooked, but if we do that, you know, if we do those things, you know, let's not discount the possibility that God could perform a miracle.
Absolutely. Yeah, and no doubt about it. And, you know, as you read through the Bible, you find all kinds of examples where God's people seem outnumbered, just about to be destroyed, and God ushers in some incredible incredible process, whether that be using a little boy like David or dispatching an angel to take out 185,000 enemy Assyrians who had come against the people of God. I mean, there's just all kind, or Gideon, right, and 300 men. So, you know, we just need to do what's right. We just need to do what we're called to do. We need to use the truth and goodness and righteousness you know, we cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow it to continue. And this bookazine really is a good starting point for people who are not as familiar with what's going on as they should be. You know, just like any doctor will tell you, the first step towards solving an illness is diagnosing the problem. So this book gives you a real good diagnosis of thorough but not overwhelming diagnosis of what these totalitarians, these evil totalitarians, are planning. And once we understand what's going on, it'll be much easier to implement the treatment and the cure.
Thank you very much, Alex. And once again, we encourage everybody to get at least one copy of this bookazine The Great Reset and Transhumanism, if not multiple copies, but at least start with one. And we will have a link in the description for that purpose. And also, if you would use the code when you order, the code NEWMANSHIP, then you'll be able to get this without any shipping or handling charge. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Gary.